or tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Wednesday afternoon meeting of December the 27th, 1989, at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Earlene Moody is the teacher of the afternoon.
A lot of times, because we don't like their personality or somebody told us something about those people, we won't accept it.
I don't know them. I don't love them. I don't care. I ain't hugging them. But their heart goeth after their covetousness. And this is pretty well the way we are today. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness, or whatever they want. So I guess, you know, I couldn't get rid of it, so there, that's it. But you know, the desire of my heart is to take the things that God has put out here for me to have. I learned so much about grace this morning. I was almost totally ignorant, I believe, from the amount I learned. I've learned so much up here. And I finally got it through my skull. You don't listen and go away and forget it. So now most of the time, if I don't have a little notepad, I'll find something that Irma's got stuck around up there that I can use for a piece of paper. And I write down everything. Everything you guys say, your reference is going to be in that pad. When I get home, I may take the computer and line you up. I'm going to see if you knew what you were talking about. And if you did, I'm going to work on getting every bit of that that I can possibly get into me. And I want to be able to love, at least like God expects me to love. Now, I do care, and some of you people I've seen around here for long enough, that I have pretty much affection for you. I want to come to the place where I can love without having that hindrance, that I have to know you, that I have to be familiar with you. I want to be able to love toward you without my hang-ups. I don't think I've made it, but I can tell you that with all that I know about me, I've come a distance, and I want to go further. And I had to learn this one thing. I had to learn to let God love me. Because my father, when he was affectionate to me in any way, he would say things like this. Oh, come over here, girl, and sit on my lap. You know, he didn't say to me, you know, come sit with me, honey. He didn't know any better. His family was that way. There was more German American Indian personality traits in that family than there was anything else. So it was, go here, do this, do that. You know, it wasn't, would you? When I got 15 years old, he said something to me that made me realize he loved me. 15 years. I was going off to college the next year. And I remember how threatening it was to me to suddenly realize he loved me. Instead of it being a healthy thing, it was scary to me. Because I had learned to go through my life on my own. And Gene can tell you, I was extremely independent. And when I got down to the church where Frank Hammond was teaching in Gonzales, he stood up there and he said, someone has an independent spirit. And my legs kicked out and hit that bench, and the back of my legs was sore for a week. And I sat there and I said, God, but I thought you wanted us to be independent. And he said, I do. But he said, there's a scale. And on this scale, this is demonic independence, and you're familiar with it. And over here is the kind I want you to have, and you need to learn about it. I'd like you to be somewhere in the middle. So when you don't have the kind of love you need, how can you teach it to your children? The best way to do it is to prayerfully take the Bible. And I ask God, I say, God, hit me with the 2x4. I want to see it. I don't want to go through life any longer dumb. And when my daughter was 13 years old, that's when we began to come out of our grief over Byron. I said, Lord, I want to be a good mother to her. I want to love her, and I want to be to her what you want me to be. And I don't know how to do it. When she was little, it was fine. Now she's reaching adulthood, and I don't know how to deal with her. And you know, he told me early, he said, you could love her, and you can be her greatest rooter. You know what a rooter is? They go to football games, and they say, rah, rah. You know? Well, he told me, don't cut her up and spit her out, but root for her and teach her. And he said, I should be out front so she can follow. So I began to ask the Lord, you know, I don't know how to do this. Even on a daily basis, I don't know how to do it. And he began to teach me. And I believe that if I had not come to the point of deliverance and the Lord taught me how to teach my daughter, I might not even have a living daughter now. But God has restored us so much that she's always telling Jean and me things like, well, I never would have come back except for the two of you. Or she told me the other day, she says, Mother, I like the way you listen and talk with me. And she says, if I don't want to hear it, somehow you always know not to say it. But I know what you would have said anyway. And I think about it. Well, this daughter of ours was extremely dyslexic and had some brain damage. But after she became saved and we began to learn about deliverance and begin to work with each other and begin to love a little bit unselfishly, we begin to see her change. Now, they'll tell you that dyslexic children cannot progress in life very far. But our daughter went to pre-med at LSU. She graduated with a high average. She has remarried to the owner of the chemical lab, and she has a bioassay lab of her own next to his. They take their baby to the lab with them. And I have him at the house sometimes when they are too busy or they're running an ICAP machine. But don't let the demons tell you, and don't let people tell you that you can't. I believe in pushing as far as I can push with the Lord and gaining every bit of ground that I can. I'm just sad that I was 40 before I knew. And I see young people around me, and I just want to say, come on, come on. Look what you could do. Look what you could learn. Look what you could show. If you don't teach anybody anything, you can just live it. Amen. It's catching. So my aim is to learn to love the right way. I don't know if this has helped anybody at all. And that's not important, whether I know it or not. It's important for you. For you to be serious about it. Now, if you're one of these people who's already passed agape love up and you're way up yonder somewhere, it's okay. I'm glad for you. But if you're still down here where I am, you may want to pray a little bit now and talk to God about it. I'm going to sort of lead you in a prayer. But I want you to fill in all the places that need to be filled in. That's all. I can't forgive for you. I can't hope for you. I can't walk out your deliverance for you. I can't say no to the demons for you. You know, in this life with Jesus Christ, we have to stand on our own two feet and do it ourselves. We have each other for help. You know, we have the ones who teach, the ones who pray for us for healing. We have lots of help. But in the end, we go home by ourselves. So you'll never be able to love if you have this little pet demon of unforgiveness somewhere. If someone has done you something that you simply, and I used to say this, these were my very words, I will never, never forgive you till I die. I would say those kind of things. Now I've come to the place where I do whatever you want. I'll forgive you before you get done. Because I want God to forgive me. I found out by reading the book. But he says he won't forgive me if I won't forgive. Right. And he didn't say you can do it if you want to, or you can do it if you feel like it, or if somebody pays you. He just said, you go ahead and do it. And where I have found this in the Bible, where God says, do this, do that. If I do it, even if I don't do it well, he blesses me and I get better at it. Gene and I used to have a communication problem. He was much more higher than me. And so he didn't condescend to talk to me too much. So I talked to him a lot. And he could turn me off just like that. So one day I found this verse in the Bible, and man, I went to him, I said, you see this? It says, forget not to communicate. You've got to talk to me. And now we talk all the time. We talk all the way to Lake Hamilton, listen to the Bible on tape. We may talk all the way back. But you know, if I could have known, and this is what I think about the girls who are, you people who have teenage daughters, get yourself in order so they can see something and want it. Because just think, if your daughter could know what you know now, what a great world this would be. I mean, my daughter shows so much. Sometimes she'll ask me for advice, and I look at her and I think, at your age, you're asking me this. When I was your age, I never thought of this. You know, she has gleaned so much, and she has her own. She reads that Bible herself, and she'll come and tell us, I don't agree on that. And we go through it. We spent almost a year with her coming to the house every Wednesday night before she remarried, and she had a legal pad, and she wrote down everything she wanted to talk about. And some of the things she wanted to talk about, I didn't want to hear. But you know, I said, whatever she talks about, God, get me ready to receive and answer her like you'd have me answer. You've got to forgive. You've got to want to go with God as though it were more important to you to learn and follow him than to eat your dinner tonight. If you don't care that much, forget it. Hang up your Bible. It's got to be more than your necessary food. That's not cakes and ice cream. That's your necessary food. Now, once you've forgiven other people, you're going to have to forgive yourself. That's the hard part. You've got to forgive yourself and learn to love yourself properly. I used to tell the boys at LPI, the Bible says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and I don't want to live next door to you. Because if you love yourself, and this is what you're going to do to yourself, what would you do to me? You've got to forgive yourself. Repentance is an absolute necessity. Yes. I was repenting of all my sins, and one day the Lord showed me that I needed to repent where I'd hurt others. You know, I was going along here saying, well, you know, I forgive this person, that person, somebody else. And then the Lord told me, you need to repent for what you have done to others. You know, because I'd always convinced myself that I was righteous and holy in what I did. They deserved it. You know, it's pitiful when you look at America today. I teach school. The last six that I taught in Christian schools. You know, those Christian children are just as rejected as the ones on the street. And I watched long enough, I saw they went to the street. Just because you're a Christian, don't assume your child is going to follow you unless you are living it. If you're not living it and you're not giving them what they need from a parent, they don't mean toys and things like that. You give them the love and instruction and discipline they need, and they will probably follow you. But if you're expecting them to grow up by osmosis, forget it. They'll osmose, but it won't be toward you. Gene has a little thing he reads sometimes about how to raise a rebellious child. I don't know where we found it or anything else, but it tells you just the things to do that will help you to raise this rebellious child.
and in it is everything that we've talked about today, you're not doing it, you know. All right, why don't you stand up, and we'll pray while you're standing up. Now, when Gene and I find that we're in a fault, the first thing we do is repent. Then we forgive. It's a strange thing, but when Gene, that night, we didn't know that it was demons, and the Lord was helping us to get through this episode in my life. Gene starts with unforgiveness, with rejection and unforgiveness. And he didn't even know what he was doing. And the Lord brought back to me faces of people and incidences where I couldn't even put names on it. It may not be that this is going to be what happened to you in the last 10 years. Ask the Lord, before you start to pray, that He would show you any hang-up, any snag that's keeping you bound. All right, let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, I come to you now to thank you for loving me so much that you would make a way for me to have your life. I thank you, Jesus, for your provisions and your sacrifice. I thank you for continually teaching me. And now I'd like to learn more about your kind of love. I have sought love in the wrong ways. I repent now of using the fear of losing love to cause people to do what I want. I repent of manipulating my children or my spouse or my friends. I repent for rejecting others. Especially my family, and causing them to feel a loss of love. I repent for not loving myself as one of your creations and in the way you'd like. I repent for loving the admiration of the world and for doing crazy things to try to get love. I have loved myself and others in a selfish way. I would like to learn to love them in a godly, unselfish way. Thank you for your forgiveness. I accept forgiveness to myself. And here I want you to forgive everyone that you can think of that God brings to your memory. Lord, I give up all resentments against people. And I especially ask that you would forgive me for holding resentment against you. I would like to break these curses now in Jesus' name. I break the curse of incest, the curse of the bastard, the curse of the occult, the curse of divorce and separation, and abandonment on me and on my family line. I break those curses on my nationality that caused me to be hard-hearted and stoic. I ask you to help me through the deliverance to understand how these demons have worked me in the past. and how I've used them to work on other people. I thank you, Lord, that you made this provision just for me. I pray that those I've hurt would forgive me. Help me, Lord, to make amends where you direct. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Praise the Lord. What Earlene said was true. And I'm guilty for she said I was guilty. Thank God we're doing better. Amen. Thank God we intend to do better. We intend to improve in our life. We hope you will improve. This is not just for us. This is for you. For your children. For your church. For your ministry. Love is such a powerful force. And it's so poorly understood. Now, to go on with God, you need to get rid of some demons. Early and I've gotten rid of a lot of demons. And we're not ashamed of it. We'll freely tell you, God is not ashamed of us because we had demons. He's better pleased with us now that we have fewer demons. So praise God. I'm going to call out this list. And I want you just to go ahead and breathe them out. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read some scripture along the way. Okay, y'all ready? Well, let it rip. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command these demons to go. We command every root, memory, scarness, and habit, every ruler demon and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, we command you to go as your name is called. We remind you that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You'll have worms on your head and maggots on your feet. You'll be in total torment. You have absolutely no choice to obey the name of Jesus Christ. Every legal right that's been taken away from you, you have no choice. The people have repented, and you must leave in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of lying, fear of loss of love, fear of love, demonic manipulation by false love, cold-hearted, unfeeling, don't care, unstable, loveless, unlovable, perceptive, sly, cunning, come out in Jesus' name. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Come out, spirits of beating, hate, guilt, retaliation, destruction, pouting, cursing, berating, inferiority, lonely, timid and shy, inadequacy, ineptness, suspicion, jealousy, spite, hatred, cruelty, contention, daydreaming, fantasy, distrust, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs, quarreling, fighting, torment, harassment, funk, listlessness, lethargy, depression, despair, despondency, disgust, discourage, defeated, sadism, driving, come out in Jesus' name. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Come out, every spirit of discontent, dejection, hopelessness, suicide, death, welcoming fantasy, morbidity, heaviness, gloom, false burdens, worry, dread, apprehension, nervousness, excitement, schizophrenia, mental illness, retarded, madness, and his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Come out, every spirit of fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness, hallucinations, nightmares, confusion, frustration, forgetfulness, incoherence, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, indecision, procrastination, compromise, pride, ego, fear of authority, lying and deceit, pretense, backbiting, no peace. Come out in Jesus' name. Line up in rank and file order and come out quickly. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Come out, spirits of covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, food lust, greed, criticism, intolerance, irritability, competition, driving, argument, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying for control of others, sadness, laziness, and death. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out right now. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And thy name have cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Come out, every spirit of cursing, gossip, mockery, belittling, railing, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, self-hatred, self-awareness, self-condemnation, self-protection, sexual impurity, lust, incest, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity, murder, hyperactive. And behold, I came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Come out, every spirit of Ahab, idol worship, abdicating leadership, adultery, aggression, angriness, bitterness, communication breakdown, conditional love, childish behavior, competition, covetousness, compromise, clashing conflict, considering God's things trivial, calling evil good and good evil, displeased, disobedient, dirty stories, degradation, destruction of the family priesthood. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast in outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast in outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast in outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Come out, every spirit of doubting manhood, drunkenness, emasculations, emotional cripple, failure, fearful, fear of getting hurt, fear of women, filth, following signs of the Father, God of sports, God of jobs, heavy-spirited, hatred of women, homosexuality, hurts, inability to designate authority. Come out in Jesus' name. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Come out, spirits of impotence, joblessness, laziness, leaving things of God to wife, lust, lust of material things, lack of confidence, liking sensual women, macho spirit, misunderstandings, manipulating women, murder, no order, no peace, no unity. And when he was come to the other side of the country, the Gershonese, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place in the sea and were perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. Come out, spirits of overloading wife, pride, pornography, pouting, passive quitter, rebellious children, rejection, resentment, sacred, scared, separation and divorce, sibling rivalry, sluggishness, stoicism, tragic mistakes, unemotional, upset children, workaholic, worship of enterprise, success, profit, promotion, and wealth, X-rated women, X-rated movies, hatred of women. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. And as he went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. Come out, spirits of accusation, aggression, attention-seeking, arrogance, beguiling, belittling, bickering, backbiting, brash, bossy woman, bedroom blackmail, conniving, contention, continuous complaining, condemnation, confusion, counterfeit spiritual gifts, conditional love, charming, controlling spirits, dissatisfaction. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Come out, every spirit of hatred of men, indecision, intimidation, insinuation, insecurity, inadequacy, intellectualism, inhospitable, interference, jealousy, Jezebel, lack of confidence, lying, lawlessness, laziness, manipulation, mistrust, nagging, overindulgence, pouting, pride. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you go preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely I receive, freely give. And as you go preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely I receive, freely give. And as you go preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely I receive, freely give. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out every spirit of demands, double-mindedness, doubt, disunity, discord, disruption, distrust, deception, delusion, demanding, defeat, determined maneuvers, dominance, emotional outbursts, failure, fear, frustration, forsaking protection, female dominance and control, female hardness, fierce determination, false sickness, finger pointing, frigidity, grief, hatred of men, hot temper, hasty marriage, hopelessness, hypnotic control, inability to give or receive love, irresponsibility. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Go show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Come out, spirits of perversion, sexual perversion, spiritual perversion, psychology, philosophy, projected guilt, quick temper, retaliation, revenger, rationalization, rebellion, strife, slander, short temper, sorcery, shirking responsibilities, sensitiveness, sharp tongue, sleepiness, shame, suicide, spiritual blindness, self-defeating, sorrow, turmoil, ungodly discipline, unbelief, ugliness, vanity, witchcraft, worldly wisdom, whining, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. Come out, spirits of the bastard, fornication, idolatrous sex orgies, adultery, masculine women, effeminate men, abusers of themselves with mankind, sensual spirits, evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, lasciviousness, filthy communication, masturbation, homosexuality, catamite spirits, lesbianism, pornography, exposure, uncleanliness, perversion, lust and passions, fantasy lust, fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature, and art, occult sex, sex orgies, immorality, incest, harlotry, rape, frigidity, bad dreams, heterosexuality, drunkenness, and drugs. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Come out, spirits of fear of rejection, fear of men's opinions, fear of disapproval, bitterness, rebellion, stubbornness, anti-submissiveness, disobedience, fear of criticism, insecurity, timidity, inadequacy, ineptness, distrust, fantasy, compromise, fear of failure, ego, pretense, argument, mockery, cynicism. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is coming to you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind a strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of dread, apprehension, roving, restlessness, unreality, indifference, passivity of mind, lethargy, depression, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, heaviness, burden, forgetfulness, rationalization, deception, discontent, fatigue, selfishness, hypocrisy, smug complacency. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return in my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell therein, and the last say that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Come out, spirits of shame, sexual impurity, cult involvement, embarrassment, self-will, disgust, worry, anxiety, fear of reproof, fear of confrontation, confusion, doubt, unbelief, indecision, procrastination, pride, play-acting, frustration, hyperactivity, carelessness, heedlessness, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil spirit that we've taken away your legal right, that your name or your family has been called out, we command that you line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We command that you continue to come out. Lord, I just ask that you would send your angels to escort those demons out, to read scripture to them, not give them any rest, Lord. I pray that they would not have any rest day after day, hour after hour. Just continue to read the scripture to those demons, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I just lift up this people to you now. Lord God in heaven, we thank you for everything you've done here today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do here tonight. And Lord, I just ask now that you would help us. Help us, Lord, to love the way you want us to love. Help us, Father. Let that love of God just flow through us, Lord. And Lord, just correct us and show us, Lord, where we've been going wrong, Father. And Lord, just really, really minister to us and teach us, Father. And Lord, for those who have been hurt because people did not love them properly, Lord, and may have been hurt deeply, Lord, we just ask that you would heal those scars, Lord. Just heal them, Father, so that they can go on, Lord, and so that they can show love, Father. So, Lord, we just pray that you would really minister to us in this area because we know how important it is to you, Father. And we just praise you and we love you, Father, and we magnify your holy name. And we worship you, Lord Jesus. And we love you, Father. Praise God in heaven. We love you, Lord Jesus. Stand up and let's just tell God we love him. Tell God you love him. Lord, we love you. We praise you, Father. Oh, we love you, Father. Oh, we love you with your kind of love, Father. Lord, we love ourselves. We love each other, Father. Oh, praise you, Father. Lord, just let your love flow in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit to fill every area. It's been vacated in our lives. That there shall be no place for Satan to return to, and that we shall desire to walk in the path of righteousness and holiness. And your word shall be a lamp to our path, and we shall walk thereby. We thank you for the word that's come forth this morning and this afternoon, Lord, how they have flowed together as one. Father, I thank you now for preparing us for the evening service, for the food that's prepared for us. Make it health to our flesh, and strength to our bodies, as we gather to praise and magnify Jesus. Praise you for it. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.